All the little birdies are singing, all the little birdies are great, tweet, tweet. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash 119. This is the Incomplete Medium show, otherwise known as the Humph Weird show. You might guess where that's from.
I'd actually like to start by saying, darling, you've got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you've got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is lag. So if you want me off your back, well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go? If I go, there will be trouble. If I stay, it will be double. Ah, so come on and let me know. This indecision's hugging me. If you don't want me, set me free. Exactly who I'm supposed to be. Then though which clothes even fit me. Darling, you've got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
Look, it's not a multiple choice quiz question.
Sorry, I couldn't resist that one. Now it's true, we've changed our image. But what happens? Expectations rise. And in politics, it's always about the next challenge, right? Don't lose heart from that. Take heart from it. Today's technology is profoundly empowering. This Google generation has moved beyond the idea of 9 to 5. Download music. Talk to their friends online. People today want power in their own hands. We can't let that happen. Straight. So it's up to you. Take my advice. Don't take it. It's your choice. The first rule of politics. There are no rules. You make your own life. In fact, nothing. In the years to come, wherever I am, whatever I do, I'm with you. Wishing you well, I'm wanting you to win. You're the future now, so make the most of it.
Quoting the story, in retrospect, lighting the match was my big mistake. I was only trying to retrieve the gerbil.
Bill O'Reilly
told bemused doctors in the severe burns unit of Salt Lake City Hospital.
I've been really trying, baby, trying to hold back this feeling for so long. And if you feel like I feel, baby, then come on. Oh, come on. Oh.
Let's get it on. Let's get it on. Let's get it on. Let's get it on.
Don't you know how sweet and wonderful life can be? Ooh, ooh, I'm asking you, baby, to get it on with me. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Let's get it on. Let's get it on. Let's get it on. Let's get it on.
Bill O'Reilly
and his homosexual partner,
the Reverend Jerry Falwell,
had been admitted for emergency treatment after a felching session had gone seriously wrong.
Oh, help me!
I pushed a cardboard tube up his rectum and slipped Raggett, our gerbil, in, he explained. As usual,
the Reverend Jerry Falwell
shouted out,
Armageddon!
Like you, he could have enough.
My whole body wants that feeling of love.
I tried to retrieve Raggett, but he wouldn't come out again, so I peered into the tube and
struck a match, thinking the light might attract it. And flame shot out the tube, igniting Mr.
Bill O'Reilly's
hair and severely burning his face. It also set fire to the gerbil's fur, propelling the road down that cannonball. Armageddon!
Bill O'Reilly
suffered second-degree burns and a broken nose from the impact of the gerbil.
Well, the Reverend Jerry Falwell
suffered first and second degree burns to his anus and lower intestinal tract.
I ain't gonna worry, I ain't gonna push, I won't push you, baby. Let's get it on, let's get it on, let's get it on, let's get it on. Hey, let's get it on. Get it on, let's 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 get it on.
That's what belching is all about.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is Radio Clash 119. And that was RIA with Armageddon It On, or the Gay Pride Apocalypso, otherwise known as G-A-Y-E. And that is a dedication to Jerry Falwell, who died this week. And we'll really miss you, Jerry. I'm very glad to see him go. And then before that was RX, something I missed from last year, RX 2008. He produced a video of Blair doing Should I Stay or Should I Go by Clash, obviously. I have to thank Angus Herring from the Wobcast, who apparently played it at Eclectic Kettle, which I unfortunately missed seeing OMD this weekend. And I love that a lot. And Blair is a difficult one to do, I think, because of the way he speaks. But it's been that whole thing about Brown and Blair, and Blair saying he's going to go, but not exactly when. And it's all like, oh, it just keeps going on and on and on and on and on. So, I've come back from Trier. I didn't actually finish the last show, although it was a bit of a mess, until I actually got back. I got a cold. I'm a bit stuffed up and stuff. So if I sort of cough a lot in this, that's why. Trier went really well. There was 15 DJs. There was Lumpy, Pete Juxtaposer. So there was a Wob crowd there, definitely. And Pete really got everyone dancing. I think he's my favourite DJ of the whole weekend. DJ Miff was in our room, so we were in the get stupid room. And basically me and Lumpy did a back-to-back. Not only at Joe's Cafe on the Saturday, but on the Friday night at the production Amdom in Trier, which is a brilliant place. It's a municipal disco, if you believe it, and it's got an amazing venue. It's nothing like some kind of like you get in the UK, where you get a community centre. No, this is a fully functioning club with all the equipment, all the lighting. It just happens to be owned by the council. It's very forward thinking. I wish I had those here. And then in the main room, you had Kieran, Steve Jetso. I think he switched to the other room because he had problems with his CDs, unfortunately. Steve Jetso Pritson of Cease and Desist, and his friend Pez, who also does Cease and Desist, and who's an absolute nutter, dancing away. Very, very, very... I liked his choice in bootlegs. He liked the more sort of ravey style stuff. And then you've got Bush in the middle room, Ape, Stash Larola, and their friend Ben. And also in the main room, you had Matt Katz and James, otherwise known as Thrift Shop XL, who did a brilliant video. So check out the blog. There's actually a post on there, which is a link to his video in the blog I did about Tria. And all my photographs are up as well. And so it's a brilliant time. I'm planning to go back in November. I'm going to drag John along because John really wanted to go to Trier. I didn't think about this, but then I thought, well, you know, but beforehand I was like, should I ask him? I thought, well, no, because it's going to be a hostel. It's going to be a bunch of drunken, mostly English and Scottish bootleggers, and it's just going to be chaos. Now I know it's kind of a bit more civilized than that and a bit more sort of organized, and I'm sure there'll be a place, nice hotel he's happy to stay in. I don't think I'll do the hostel again. Lots of noisy German teenagers, very, very like, and no sort of basic. I mean, good, more basic, more better than most hostels in the UK, but sort of like basic hotel level. I'm still pretty good, but sort of, yeah, those noisy German teenagers. But they were telling us off for any noise, and they were saying, oh, don't run around in the halls with beer bottles and be like English abroad, blah, blah, blah. But then they seemed to allow their German teenagers to run riot from about 6 in the morning, which is a bit like, And I had lots of Wiener Schnitzels. As I played some of the tunes I'm going to be playing in this show today. And I'm going to play some of the tunes from people who played, and just some tunes I'm digging at the moment, as you do, and some tunes I bought over there as well. I bought a Gregorian Abba album, which I'll be playing some tunes of very shortly, and a few other sort of things. I originally did this set in live in the Parkade on my Wednesday set, because I'm a co-owner of the Parkade now. I'm actually DJing on Wednesdays, not Mondays, between the usual time is before 10 p.m. to 12 p.m. UK time. I keep saying GMT, but actually it's GMT plus one, isn't it? So it's what, daylight savings time, whatever it's called in the UK. And well, that's 2 to 4 Pacific Standard or Pacific Standard Summer Time, whatever it is, in the US or SL time. So I did a list of set, and then I decided I'm using some of the same tunes, but I wanted to kind of mess around with it. And actually, it kept cutting out because Second Life just constantly causes a dropout. I need a faster graphics card and computer, really. So I'll be speaking more about this weekend because there was Bastard and also seeing OMD. Later on in the show, but I want to get into the tunes. I'm going to play one of mine. This is an old one of mine. You might have heard it on the blog, but I've never played it on the show. I had a downer about this one because it's a track I made for when I played Booty in 2004, and a certain person called IDC totally ripped it to shreds. And I heard it recently. I played it at Trier because I reheard it and thought, actually, no, that's not a bad track. But you know how it is when you hear some people just really criticize something of yours and you think it kind of sort of puts a black mark against it. So this is Stone Cold Roses by myself, otherwise known as my Instamatic guides. I hope you enjoy. Like boo boo boo, yeah, roses. Really-
not a hottie's body, but her attitude is body. When I met her at a party, she was hardly acting naughty. I said, shawty, would you call me? She said, pardon me, are you balling? I said, darling, you sound like a prostitute. Pausing. Oh, so you're one of them freaks, get peaked at the sight of an 18. You can see butt game, been peaked, dropping name cheese. We tricking off, this bitch is lost, let's take it for a beat. Quick way to eat, neat place to sleep, rent a car for a week, trick for a treat. No go on the wrong sex, my ace test is flawless. Regardless, we don't wanna get involved with all them lawyers. It's judges, just the whole grudges in the courtroom. I wanna see your support, bro, and I support you. You.
Dancing queen, Thank you. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. They're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see trouble's all wrong the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Here comes Bob.
Hit me.
nightmare.
Rabbit, 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 rab Lovely thing she is too.
But that's going a bit too far, don't you think? Beware. Beware of cousin, of mosquito. Whenever you hear cousin mosquito. Beware of cousin mosquito and his solo. Take no chances. For cousin mosquito saps all of your blood and sends you to your grave before time. So take my advice. Avoid cousin mosquito and his solo. Mosquito, 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 it's dangerous. Avoid cousin, 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 mosquito and his solo.
That was Congresswoman Melinda Jackson Parker and Cousin Mosquito number one. That's from the wonderful Songs in the Key of Z compilation from Owen Tucid. Me and Lumpy were just in hysterics. He stayed over on Sunday night after Trier, and we just couldn't believe what that was like. It was just like, oh my god. It was like, oh dear. Yes. I think us together were playing some very, very silly tunes, and we were playing some very silly tunes to each other. And I got to copy some of his tunes, got to copy some of mine, so a little bit of a sharing thing. So some of the tracks in this and that sort of little set, that DJ Nono set, were from him. So before that was New Who Boys, who I saw at Bastard. I'll talk about that in a little minute. With We Will Chop You. And then before that, my own Super Cali Breaks. DJ Nono. And then before that was Beatbox Saboteurs with MF Knees Up, which is that is one of Lumpy's tracks, one of the tracks I got from him, and it's very good. Then before that is one of the classics he always plays, so I feel kind of almost like I shouldn't play it, but hey, this is reflecting what the kind of silly room was like. Then before that, the Pirates got a lot of love, Josh Console and Don in that room, under various guises. You've got Command Your Rabbits by Crimer Console. We played a lot of Chaz and Dave. Then we played another Chaz and Dave bootleg, and you'll hear more Chaz and Dave at the end of the show. And then before that was Nonstop Cut and Paste by Cybeg, and that's the Pirate Sound System remix. I heard that a while back, and Palm Out Sounds, who provided a few of these tunes, posted it again a while back, and actually I quite like it now. I first heard it, I was like, oh, I'm not sure. It's funny how some of those tracks tend to grow on you, especially the electro stuff has grown on me a lot more than it used to. Then before that, Holy Ghost, otherwise known as Don again, with La La Unlimited, that's Green Velvet versus No Limits. I was going to say No Limits there. And then before that was from a polka CD, Happy Accordion, that's it. Yeah, Happy Accordion CD I bought in Germany. That's Tanzender Finger. I don't know what the English translation of that, because they're all German. That was mixing into a new version. You probably thought that was the old version that I played of Cheers Burn or Cheers by Juxtaposer. But that's a new version with extra bod. And I think I love that ending when it just goes into the bod versus Smack My Bitch Up. That's like, I love that. And then before that, Before that was Game Up It Bastard from Phil and Dog. Again, that was played at Trier and went down a storm. And then before that, a little Crucified on the Internet mix, which I'll talk about in a little bit, which is Army of Lovers Crucified, the Newsat mix, which I bought that CD over there. A new track I've just heard, Ninja Sonic, Internet Bitch, that's from Palm Out Sounds. And I like the balls of that record. It's very funny. I want the internet, bitch. I'm on the internet. It's sort of quite funny. It reminds me that I actually met one of the listeners of Radio Clash and didn't actually introduce themselves. So hello, a bastard, which just gone. And I also met Celebrity Murder Party. I forgot that right. Or I was at Celebrity Murder Club. I can never remember. Otherwise known as, I think it's Jez. And it was good to meet him. But this guy was kind of sort of saying hello and saying how much he loved my show and how much he was in awe of me. And I'm trying to sort of I was doing the I'm a normal person and thanks for listening and being a bit kind of like, I don't know how to handle this. I'm not very good at that kind of situation. It's probably the first time that's happened outside of a podcast convention. It's very nice, but it's kind of slightly weird because I'm like going, I'm normal. I'm a normal human being. But that's definitely not what I'm like in that track. Then before that was another track via Palm Out Sounds. That's Moby Go, the Vitalik mix. Then before that was a little Queen section. I don't mean Queen the band, I mean Queen the Queen. That was Slade, Goodbye to Jane. She's a queen, you know what I mean. She also happens to be a man. That's quite interesting. And I'm really getting into my Slade. You're going to hear some more Slade in a little bit. Then before that, because I also bought Wall of Hits out in Trier. Then before that was a track I played out in Trier and I've played out before and I love it greatly. It's Casey and Sunshine Band, Queen of Clubs. And that's kind of early disco. And Casey and Sunshine Band was a band that always appeared on Ronco and KTEL compilations and were kind of mega cheesy. But I really like that. There's something very kind of like, kind of, I don't know, sort of black, dark, sort of not, you know, almost undergroundy type thing. And it sounds different to the rest of their stuff. It's not polished. It's much more rougher. And I like that. And of course, you know, I think it was Lumpy or someone said to me, you know, only you could play that record. That applies to you, Queen of Clubs. I don't know if I am the Queen of Clubs, but who knows. And then before that, from the Gregorian ABBA CD, was Dancing Queen. It seriously sounds like it's actually an English CD, and it seriously sounds like someone with the MIDI versions of the ABBA with a voice, an echo chamber, and just basically double tracking his own voice. It doesn't actually sound like a Gregorian. It says Brothers of St. Gregory, but it sounds totally made up. And it's very depressing in a kind of a Morrissey Smith kind of way, but it's good, but depressing. And then before that was Stone Cold Roses by myself as Instamatic. So, Bastard was really good. It was Who Boys and Pilcher were playing. That was, we went to see beforehand, we went to see OMD, which was kind of a strange gig. So I went with Kirk, and it's the Andy McCluskey and Paul Humphries reforming. And it was kind of strange because it was a lot of people wearing the actual tour t-shirt to the gig, which is always a bit like, oh my god. And also OMD t-shirts, lots of OMD geeks there, very nerdy, but also a lot of people in their 40s, 50s, so that obviously hadn't been out in a gig for like 10, 15 years, original fans, and all dancing in sort of very dad kind of way. It was, you know, dad dancing. But it was kind of humbling in a way. I think I said it on the blog, Live Journal, because it's very unfashionable. And they were filming. I'm thinking, don't film me. This is kind of, I don't know if I want to be seen here. But everyone's having a good time. And I love the music. So it's a bit like, oh, sod it, you know, because everyone else was dancing as good or bad as Andy McCluskey. And it's interesting, Kirk said to me, oh, I see some dancing hasn't improved then. Because he's famed for his really bad dancing. And then he actually said moments later, as if he'd heard, yeah, my dancing hasn't improved in 28 years. So that was very good. And they played Electricity at the end, which was pogoing up and down as much as you can do standing in a row of seats. And then we went to Bastard and we caught the end of the Hoop Boys set, and then they did a kind of a back to back Pilchard Hoop Boys, and was pogoing up and down, so I'm a bit kind of knackered today. It was good to hear some of their new album out in a sort of a big PA, very noisy, very deafening. And good to talk to them, and as they meet a few people. Today is more of a chill out thing. What did we do on? Oh, we went to the Tate Modern on Friday, but there wasn't much going on actually. So we had me and John had a nice meal in a place in the Oxo Club, Tremese, slightly odd, but quite decent food. So that was the weekend, really. So you're probably wondering why it's called Incomplete Medium as part of the title of this show. I didn't explain really. It's been because there've been a few things on the internet recently which have just reminded me that the internet is not a very good medium for communicating with people, especially the word-based internet. I think podcasts are a little bit different because you've got the tone. You can hear the tone of my voice. You can hear me changing, you know, you're stressing. And very few people, apart from the odd Gary Lith joke, get really upset with what me and other people say on the show. I've heard comments about, you know, other podcasts and this one about umming and erring, swearing or whatever, but it's kind of, you know, minor. But on the textual form, on message boards and on LiveJournal, it's very difficult to get that tone across. And it seems sometimes, or quite often, I say things which, you know, occur to me as being perfectly, you know, normal and, you know, innocent. And the other person always reads it as wrong. And it happened quite recently with someone I won't mention. We've had a lot of conversations about that today and yesterday. And it's kind of, I don't know, it just reminds me that internet is a broken medium for communication in a lot of ways. I think video and audio go a long way to regrouping some of those problems. But you cannot get over that. And I'm a bit like, I'm tempted to actually get away from the internet for 2 weeks to a month and just not do anything. Not post, not do any podcasts, just kind of, you know, get away from it. Because it's not as if it's kind of driving me nuts as it used to. I've had various times over the past sort of 4 or 5 years where I've kind of had various fracas and stuff, and it's not like a feud thing, but it just depresses me that I feel like the character in Mary Whitehouse, the one that has always said was being normal, but whenever he said something, it came out like a really sarcastic, like, oh yeah, you know, I'd be like that on the internet, you know, and as much as I try and draft what I say to not cause offence, it always seems to do in some cases. I'm not sure if it's me or the other people. I actually think it's the other people to some extent, because I do actually think about what I say a lot more now than I did 2 or 3 years ago. And it's a little bit, I've noticed that it's always the onus is on the people to censor themselves rather than people who are offended saying, actually, maybe it's me. People never do that. It's a human nature thing, I think. And it's kind of sad because, you know, it's obvious that some people out there are also out really touchy about certain things and expect other people to know what buttons to avoid. And in a sort of a medium where you have only one, you know, a very limited scope of communication, it's very easy to push those buttons. It's very easy to upset people. And then people just go off on a fucking Queenie's drop about it. And you think, right, you know, saying I've been insulting them for years. I'm thinking, right, if I was insulting you for years, why the fuck did you stay there? It's one of these things that you, with me, I can say the same things, and I do say the same things when these things have happened in the past to the people face to face, and they go, oh, all right then. You know, but on a textual medium, you lose all that tone, and, you know, you see what you get with me, and if I'm upset, I will say, and if, you know, if I'm insulting someone, you will fucking know about it. You know, I will, it's like Krakatoa going off, you know, and I might get annoyed with people, but I tend to keep it, you know, to myself unless it's something really serious. And then I will say, but, you know, this idea that people think I'm being, you know, commenting or sniping at them when I'm not, it's kind of, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. It's catch 22. Anyway, so I'm going to play a track kind of in honor of that. I'm going to play a track relating to that in the last show, which we spotted. And this is To Speak Is a Sin, which is also about gay bars. I remember hearing this after I bought this, the Very, with the Lego cover, which I have in my hand at the moment, in Germany, so it links into that. And I was speaking with Kirk, and we were talking about this. And when I first heard it, it always immediately twigged what it was about. Especially I went to a certain bar in London called Colhern, which is very like this. So I'll speak to you soon.
At the bar, saying hello to men friends, smiling across at friends, ordering drinks at the bar. To speak is a sin. You look first, then stare, and once in a while. Wondering why we travel so far. To speak is a sin. You look first, then stare, and once in a while, a smile if you dare. To speak is a sin. Does it feel
watching from upside down. 'Cause many years from now there will be new sensations and new temptations. How does it feel? How does it feel? Right at the start. And how does it feel when you are thrown apart? 'Cause many years from now there will be new relations and new frustrations. How does it feel? Oh, oh. Do you know, no, no, what it's like to be searching in your own time?
loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. Well, I was terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco. Calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care, my love. San Francisco, above the blue and windy sea.
That's San Fran Chopin by Chopin. Sorry, not Chopin. San Fran Chopin by the Who Boys, which always reminds me of. Well, any song like that definitely reminds me of San Francisco, and I wish I was back there now. So big shout out to Booty and the San Francisco crew. And that's the end of the show. You can find out more about Radio Clash going to... I forgot to mention. I've not mentioned this on the podcast. I mentioned it on the blog. Thanks to Scott Ferningham and Trier to let me know that I've been featured in Time Out in the issue. It wasn't last week, but it was the week before. It was one with Free on the cover, I think. And they gave me sort of a very good review, so thank you, Time Out people. And although the subtitle of this podcast being Humph Weird is coming from that review, where they were listing all the tracks I did, and they just some were just weird. Humph, what, you just think Humph Weird apparently to my weird tracks, which I'm trying to make you think a bit more than that. But hey, so I'm if there are any listeners come through from the Time Out review, hello. And thank you. It's a bit kind of humbling, that kind of thing. Thank you. So that's the end of Radio Clash. You can find out more about me on mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net, and you can hear little Tweety Birds in the background. So I'm going to end with a track we ended on in Trier. I said there was lots of Chaz and Dave. There was about 3 Chaz and Dave tracks, and a lot of pirate tracks, and a lot of silly tracks on the Lumpy and DJ Nono back to back, which was a lot of fun to do. And who knows? I think we might be working or DJing more together in future, because our tastes kind of match very closely. So I'm going to end on a Chaz and Dave track, which kind of fits in with this sort of downbeat ending, actually. It's Ain't No Pleasing You, which is from the Guilty Pleasures Rides Again CD, which I've also bought recently. It's a brilliant, brilliant CD. It was a good thing to end on. Even I'm sure the Germans are probably going, what is this? But me and Lumpy singing along and swaying along together was a class moment. And we had the two press people who went around and took pictures, some very good pictures, pistol over my ones. Actually ended up in our room and were dancing off to the drum and bass and breakcore with the Pete set, and after that they loved it, so I'm quite honoured by that. So I'll speak to you soon. Look after yourself, and goodbye.
Me now, I've seen the light. Oh, darling, burning all along.
Oh, well, darling,
there ain't no place in you. You're the end to say the word, and you knew I'd do it. You had me where you wanted me, but you went and blew. What you wanna do, I'm telling you. 'Cause I ain't gonna be made to look a fool no more. You've done it once too often, what do you take me for?
Oh, darling,
there ain't no peace in you. And you seem to think that everything I ever did was wrong. I should have known it all along,
that darling,
there ain't no pleasing you. You only had to say the word, and you knew I'd do it. You had me where you wanted me, but you went and blew. Take me for a darling. There ain't no pleasing you. If you think I don't mean what I say and I'm only bluffing, you got another thing coming, I'm telling you that for nothing.
Oh, darling, I'm leaving.
That's what I'm.